The first part of this class was lost due to a computer glitch, and so here we're starting with the seventh line of Nekarmana, starting with Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto, where the students are repeating after me. So here we go.
Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Yo Veda Das Vara Yo Veda Das Vara Yo Veda Das Vara Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Prokto Yo Veda Das Vara 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 Prokto Vedante Cha Vedante Cha Vedante Cha Vedante Cha Vedante Cha Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha 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 Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto 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 Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Together Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Yo Veda Das Vara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya 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 Yaparasamaheshwaraha 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 Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha tasya prakriti linasya yaparasamaheshwaraha tasya prakriti linasya yaparasamaheshwaraha together tasya prakriti linasya yaparasamaheshwaraha
try with me.
Yo Veda Dao Swara Propto Vedante Shapratishkitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Yo Veda Dao Swara Propto Vedante Shapratishkitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Yo Veda Dao Swara Propto Vedante Chakratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Yo Veda Dao Swara Propto Vedante Chakratishtitaha Tasya prakriti linasya yaparasamaheshwaraha.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Do you have memory?
Usually. Not when I'm trying to teach it, though, because I'm so afraid that maybe I wouldn't do a swara right or something.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just slowly chant through and then we'll take a break from the beginning.
Om nakarmana na prajaya tane na tyage naike amritatvama na shuhu pare na nakanihi tanguhayang vibrajate yat yatayo vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishitartas Sanyasa Yoga Dhyataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahrang Vipapam Parame Eshmaputan Yat pundarikam puramadya sakhastam tatrapi dahrang gaganang vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante chat pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha.
Nice. Okay, why don't we take a break?
I'm going to do the Gita next.
We have to take a break.
Yeah.
Then we'll check. Yeah, you should probably check your cars also.
Special.
It's popular for mumukshus.
Yeah,
in India. And for non-mumukshus, it's...
For non-mumukshus,
it's very, very popular because... It is. Because the person who's not a mumukshu knows that when they are a mumukshu, this knowledge is there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just, can you imagine knowing that from childhood? Okay, when I'm ready...
Maybe not now.
Not now, because I want to do this and want to do that. Right? But when I really realize that this doesn't work, at that time, I can go and I can meet my teacher and I can study.
And this will come in handy.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing.
That way.
Yeah.
They're going to do it, but they're not ready.
Yeah. But it's always there, you know. You know that moksha, that there is such a thing, that there is that knowledge there. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Such a huge relief.
Yeah.
You know. No hurry, because it's there, and you just, you know. But at some point, you know, you're ready. For us, Bhagavan has to...
Get burned out, and then...
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, that's a great blessing in itself, just knowing it's there. You know.
That's right.
You don't get desperate. You know?
Yeah. Do you want to, let's just chant this, just for completion, and then we'll do the grammar, okay? We'll chant it together. No, I'm not.
You thought wrong,
Pam. I think I did the wrong class. Where are we going to start now?
Just from Asarchan, verse 11. Okay. Verse 11. Asarchan and Vishorchis 1. Everybody ready? Om, we'll go together. Om Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Ashochan Anvashochastvam Prajna Vadamscha Pashase Gatasun Agatasunscha Nanu Shochanti Panditaha Natvevaham jatu nasam, natvam ne me janatipaha, nachaiva napavishyamaha, sarve vayamatav param, dehinosmin yata dehe, kaumaram yavanam jara, tata dehantara praptihi, dhiras tatra namuhyati matras parashas tu kaunteya shitoshna sukadukadaha agama payino nityaha tam stitikshasva bharata yamhina vyatayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukkasukham dhiram somratatvaya kalpate nasato vidyate bhavah na bhavo vidyate satah ubhayorapi drishtontah tvanayostatvadarshibhi avinashitu tadviddhi yena sarvamidam tatam vināśam avyayasyāsya nakaschit kartum arhati antavanta ime dehaha nityasyokta sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmād yudhyasva bharata yaenam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhau tau na vijanitah nayam hanti na hanyate na jayate mriyate vakadachat nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyah ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah na hanyate hanyamane sharire Veda vinashinam nityam yaenam ajyam avyayam katam sa purusha partha kam khatayati hantikam. Okay. Now, let's do our Bhandaka. Do you have a Bhandaka, Peter? Does it go to, let's see what page we're on now. Does it go up to page 32? What's the last page number on this? Yeah, what's the...
13.
What's the last page? It only goes up to page 13?
Yeah.
Really? I think I have another banana that you can borrow. I'm actually going to, everybody ready? Okay. If you look at page 30, yeah, go to page 32. The second column of page 32. This is what we're going to do this line today, and I'm going to talk more about just the cases. Okay. I think we did the whole of the first column. No. How far? What did we get?
Six lines.
That's all.
Yep.
Okay. That's all right. I want to spend a little bit of time on this just so you can get really familiar with the cases, okay? Mm-hmm. So we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know what I was thinking. Let's go to the seventh one. It says, Asaneshu Upavishanti. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Repeat after me. Asaneshu Upavishanti.
Asaneshu
Upavishanti. Asaneshu Upavishanti.
Asaneshu
Upavishanti. Okay. Asana means a seat. It also means a yoga position, but it also means a seat, you know, an asana. Asaneshu Upavishanti. Upavish means to sit. Okay. Vish literally means to enter near, but upavish means to sit. Okay, so upavishanti. So asaneshu upavishanti. That, anybody recognize the shu ending? Locative plural? Asaneshu and upavishanti anti? Anti.
They.
Ti taha anti. So asaneshu upavishanti. What does it say? Upavishanti is they. So upavishanti, they sit. Asaneshu. On the asanas.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because locative means on, in, at, among. So asaneshu is plural. So asaneshu, on the asanas, on the seats. Upavishanti, third person plural, they sit. So asaneshu, upavishanti. On the seats, upavishanti, they sit.
So asana is an actual seat.
It's not just a posture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, the asanas, like, do you have any of those little roll-up square asanas? It's a seat. Like, if you're doing a meditation, you sit on your asana.
Right.
That's the seat, okay? It's also used for a posture, okay? But here, asaneshu, on the asanas, they sit. So let's look at the next one. Girehe Shikarad Vrishaha Patati. Girehe Shikarad Vrishaha Patati. Read it.
Girehe Shikarad Vrishaha Patati.
Girehe, I'm going to break the sandhi. Girehe Shikarad Vrishaha Patati. Read it with the sandhi broken. Okay, let's look at the words. The word girehe is from giri. Giri means a mountain. Girehe can be either the ablative or the genitive singular, like harehe, harehe, girehe. Shikara means a peak. So girehe shikara, right? So the peak, girehe, of the mountain, girehe shikara. Girehe shikarat, that ot, like ramat, ablative singular. So girehe shikarat, from the peak, from the top, girehe, of the mountain. So girehe is genitive singular, shikarat, ablative singular, from the shikara, from the top of the mountain. Everybody see that? Girehe shikarat. Vrishaha, a vrisha is a boar. It's a like a wild animal. Vrishaha, nominative singular like ramaha, vrishaha, ramaha, vrishaha, patati, t ending, t taha anti, pat means to fall. Vrishaha, patati. Vrishaha, the boar, patati, falls. You see where vrishaha is nominative singular? Like ramaha. And patati, that t ending is present tense, t taha anti. So vrishaha, patati, the boar falls. Where? Shikarat, from the tip, girehe, of the mountain. Girehe, of the mountain, shikarat, from the tip, vrishaha, the boar, patati, falls. Everyone see it? So try when you're... In Sanskrit, word order is not very important, except for the genitive. The genitive is going to almost always go in front of the noun that it's related to. Right? Because otherwise it's of the mountain, right? What of the mountain? What is of the mountain? So what is ever of the mountain is going to, you know, be the next word. So if you say girehe, means mountain, of the mountain, girehe, shikarat, from the tip of the mountain. So girehe is going to go before the word that it's related to. So girehe, of the mountain, shikarat, from the tip, vrishaha, the boar, patati, falls. You can learn how to think that way, right? Of the mountain, from the tip, the boar falls. That makes sense. Your mind can think in that way also. Just have to get used to it. Okay. Let's look at the next one. Kasare kamalan yud bhavanti. Read it.
Kasare kamalan
yud bhavanti. Let me break the sandhi. Kasare kamalani yud bhavanti. Right? That semi-vowel equivalent. Kamalani palam pale palani. Palampale Palani. Kasara is a lake. Kamala, that Kamala is a lotus. Udbhavanti means to grow. Udbhav means to grow. Okay? Udbhavanti. Anti, ti taha anti, udbhavanti. They grow, right? Udbhavanti. You see the anti there? So that's third person plural, so udbhavanti, they grow. What grows? Kamalani udbhavanti. The lotuses, plural. Palampale palani. Kamalam kamale kamalani. The lotuses udbhavanti, they grow. The lotuses grow. Kamalani udbhavanti. Where? Kasare. On the lake. Rame. Locative singular. Kasare. On the lake. Kamalani. Lotuses grow. Kasare. Kamalani udbhavanti. Kasare, on the lake, kamalani, lotuses, udbhavanti, grow. Kasare, like rame, locative singular, kamalani, nominative plural, because it becomes the subject of udbhavanti, which is third person plural. Kamalani, udbhavanti, lotuses, udbhavanti, grow. Kasare, kamalani, udbhavanti. You can see? Any questions?
Yeah.
You got it, Uma?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody else get it? Okay. Let's go to the next one. Gajanam Yuktam Charati. Go ahead.
Gajanam
Yuktam Charati. Gajanam Yuktam Charati. Gaja is an elephant. Yuta is a herd. Charati, a herd or a group. So charati means to move, charati, okay? So gajanam would be what case? Right? Gajanam, like Ramanam. Gajanam, genitive plural. Of the elephants, gajanam yutam. Means what? Gajanam yutam. The herd of elephants, yutam, neuter noun, yutam, the herd, gajanam, the herd of elephants. Of elephants is the genitive plural. So gajanam, of the elephants, what of the elephants? Yutam, the herd of the elephants, gajanam yutam. The herd of the elephants, palumple palani yutam, nominative singular, charati. The herd of elephants moves.
So,
char means to move or to wander. So the subject is yutam. Yutam charati. The herd moves.
So the T ending in an
L. Yeah, would it be charati?
It's considered singular because it's one herd.
Oh.
It's okay. It doesn't say the herds of elephants
right.
moves. It's the one herd of elephants moves.
Elephants.
You could also say the herds of elephants. Like there's many herds of elephants and all of them are moving. This is one herd of elephants, right? The one herd of elephants, charati, moves. Everyone see? Good. Let's look at the next one. Grishme suryasya prakashas chando bhavati. Repeat after me. Grishme suryasya.
Grishme suryasya.
Grishme, it's actually longer. Grishme suryasya.
Grishme suryasya.
Prakashas chando.
Prakashas chando.
Bhavati.
Okay?
Bhavati, the bottom. Now, Grishma is summer. Surya is sun. Prakasha, light. Right? Chanda means hot. Bhavati is or becomes. So, Grishme, what would the A, that A ending be? Grishme, like Rame. Locative singular. So Grishme, in summer. Locative, right? Locative means in, at, among, on. So Grishme, in summer. It shows where. Where or on what? Location in terms of time. Locations in terms of place. So Grishme would be when or where. So when. Grishme, in summer. Suryasya prakashaha. What's the sya? Suryasya prakasha. Genitive. Genitive singular. Sun, surya, prakasha, light. So what is suryasya prakashaha? Light of the sun. Prakashaha is nominative singular, like Ramaha. Grishme, suryasya prakashaha. In summer, the of the sun, the light. In summer, the light in English, in summer, the light of the sun, chandaha bhavati. Chanda means hot. Becomes hot. So now you have prakashaha, light. Prakashaha, nominative singular. Chandaha, nominative singular. Bhavati, the light becomes hot. So both are going to be in the nominative. The light, if I say the light is hot, they'll be in the same case. The light becomes hot. So, prakashaha, chandaha,
Bhavati, the light becomes hot. What light? Suryasya prakashaha, the light of the Surya, of the sun. Chandaha bhavati becomes hot. When? Grishme. Grishme, in summer, Suryasya prakashaha, the light of the sun. Chandaha, hot, bhavati becomes. Get it? Good. It's neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next one. Varanam nam brahmanaha shreshtaha. Repeat.
Varanam nam brahmanaha
shreshtaha. Varna is a caste. The caste system. The Varnas are the castes. Varna nam, the Brahmana is the Brahmana caste, right? There's four castes. There's the Brahmana, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra. So the Brahmana is the priestly caste. Varna nam Brahmanaha Shreshta. Shreshta means the best. Okay? Superior, the best, the most exalted. So now, here's a different use of the genitive that's important use. Varnanam, like Ramanam, is the genitive plural. Okay? Everybody got that? So it has that of sense. It's also used to say, like, among the Brahmanas. Among the castes. So we use this sense in English too, like you say, of all the castes, right? We all say, like, of all the castes, the Brahmanaha Shreshtaha, the Brahmanaha is exalted. So in English we could say, of all the castes, the Brahmanaha is the most exalted, is Shreshtaha. Or we could say, among the castes. Do you see the meaning? So if you take of all the castes, the Brahmanaha is Shreshtaha, or among the castes. It's another way of translating. Among the Varnas, the Brahmanaha Shreshtaha. The Brahmanaha is Shreshtaha, superior, most exalted. Does everybody see the grammar, let alone the meaning? Okay. Varnanam, so of the Varnas, among the Varnas, Brahmanaha, nominative singular like Ramaha, Shreshtaha is an adjective. So notice there's no verb, so the verb is the verb to be. So if you just say Brahmanaha Shreshtaha, that's a perfect sentence. The Brahmanaha is Shreshtaha. You have to add the is. If the verb is or to become, they often don't put it. Let's look at the next one. Rishinam Vachanam Pramanam. The word rishi are the rishis. Okay, so rishi. Vachanam means statement. Vachanam. Pramanam means means of knowledge or authority. Okay. Authority in the sense of means of knowledge. So what does the sentence say? That's what it says. Of the rishis, the vachanam means the statement, the words. In English, we would say the words of the rishis. Rishinam, right? Genitive plural. Rishinam, vachanam, neuter noun. Vachanam, pramanam. The words of the rishis are pramanam. It's in singular because vachanam is singular. It means the statement. So the statement, the whole collection of words is the vachanam. So the statement of the rishis, pramanam, is pramanam.
So nam is words also. Nam could be words.
Vachanam. The whole vachanam means words. Vachanam means words, statement, sentence. So you say words, the statement, the word. In English we'd say the words, even though it's in singular, we'd say the words mean the whole collection of words. Of the rishis, all the rishis, plural, is pramanam. The vachanam, statement,
pramanam asti. The word is pramanam. The word of the rishis is pramanam. That's authority. Let's do the next one. Shaktanam sharitam garhyam. Shaktanam sharitam garhyam. A shakta is a thief. Shakta. The word charita means lifestyle. The charita, the behavior. Lifestyle or behavior is charita. Garhya is means reprehensible. Garhyam, censurable, reprehensible, like that. So here, shakta nam charitam garhyam. What would it say? Shaktanam, like Ramanam. Thieves, plural. The lifestyle or the behavior, the lifestyle or behavior of thieves, plural. Shaktanam, of the thieves, charitam, the behavior, lifestyle, garahim, is censurable or reprehensible. Nominative singular, charitam, charite, charitani. Garhya is an adjective, predicate adjective, so the charitam is garhyam. Everybody see that? The charita, the lifestyle or the behavior, shatanam, of the thieves, the behavior is reprehensible. You can understand it, right? Of the thieves, the behavior is reprehensible.
Is the above the varna, is the caste, is that varna, and then the nam is the plural genitive?
That's right.
So the varna is the caste.
Varna.
Okay.
And varna nam is the genitive.
Okay.
Like Rama, Rama nam. Let's do one more and then I have to take a little break for a minute. Kaviyo lokeshu viranam parakraman pratyanti. So repeat. Kaviyo lokeshu.
Kaviyo lokeshu.
Viranam parakraman.
Viranam parakraman.
Pratyanti. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Pratyanti.
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 Let's read it with the Sunday book. There's only one Sunday. Kaviyaha lokeshu. Viranam parakraman.
Viranam parakraman.
Pratyanti.
Pratyanti.
Okay, here, kaviyaha, remember, harihi, hari, hariyaha, kavihi, kavi, kaviyaha. Kavi means a poet. So, kavihi, kavi, kaviyaha. Kaviyaha would be nominative plural. Poets. Right? You always have to look for that ayaha. Because kavihi, kavi, kaviyaha. So kaviyaha, poets. Loka means either a world, a loka is a world, or it's also the people. It depends on the context. Yeah. So you could say lokeshu, that eshu is what? Lokeshu. Locative plural. So lokeshu could be in the worlds or among the people, right? Yeah. So kaviyaha, the poets, lokeshu, loka means people or world. Vira, the vira is a hero or a warrior. So take vira as hero. Parakrama, the parakrama are the exploits or the adventures. So parakraman, like Raman, Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Raman is accusative plural. So here, parakrama, parakraman, like Raman, accusative plural. The exploits, viranam, from vira. Viranam would be what? Genitive plural, like Ramanam. Viranam. So if I say, the word is Vira,
And then Vira-nam would be genitive plural of the heroes. Vira-nam, Vira-nam Parakraman. The Parakrama, exploits. The Parakraman, the exploits of the heroes. Vira-nam Parakraman. Pratyanti. Pratyanti is the verb, right? Anti. Pratyanti means to proclaim or to proclaim, to let everybody know. So now, if you have to, it also means to publish, like to publish a book, so to proclaim, to publish, to make known. So pratyanti is in the third person plural, anti ending. Pratyanti means they proclaim. But this, there's a subject here in this sentence. Kavyaha. Kavihi, kavi, kavyaha. Kavyaha is the nominative plural. Kavyaha, pratyanti. The poets proclaim, or tell, or make known. Viranam parakraman. Parakraman is the accusative plural. The poets make known, or publish, tell everybody. The exploits of who? Viranam, of the heroes. So let's read it just in order. Lokeshu, so in the world, among all the people, right? Kavyaha, the poets, lokeshu, among all the peoples, or in all the worlds, kavyaha, lokeshu, the poets, among all, I would say among all the people, viranam, of the heroes, parakraman, the exploits, pratyanti, they make known. The poets publish, proclaim the exploits of the heroes, or of the warriors, right, among the peoples. Are we able to see that? Any doubts? Okay. I have to use the ladies' room. Let's take just a quick break. Okay. Keep going. Next column. Hare pustakam kwasti. Read.
Hare pustakam kwasti.
Kwasti. Hare pustakam kwasti.
Hare pustakam kwasti.
Hare is the vocative, hey Hare. So it's Hare. Hare. It's Hare. Means I'm addressing you. Hare, pustakam means a book. Kwa is an indeclinable, it means where. Pustakam kwa asti. Asti is his. So pustakam kwa asti would mean what?
Where's the book?
Yeah. Pustakam, book, where is. Hey, Hari, where is the book? Pustakam kwa asti. Pustakam is neuter, so it'd be nominative. Pustakam kwa asti. Okay? Next one. Nagare jana vasanti.
Nagare jana vasanti.
Sandhi. Nagare janaha vasanti.
Nagare
janaha vasanti. Right. Nagara, the vasarga drops there, so janaha vasanti. Nagare would be what? Rame, nagare, locative singular, nagare, janaha, ramaha, ramau, ramaha, janaha, nagara means a city, jana means a person, vas means to live or to dwell, so what would it say? Yeah, the people, because janaha, plural, vasanti, plural, to dwell, janaha, the people, vasanti, they dwell, nagare, in the city, nagare, janaha, vasanti, in the city, janaha, the people, vasanti, they dwell.
So it could be either way.
Yeah, you could say in the city, the people are dwelling, people dwell in the city, We would just say it in the way that works for us in English.
But even that would work, right?
Yeah, it would. It would. You could say in the city people are living. Or people are living in the city. Everyone see it? Gramasya putra gramam gacchanti. Sunday. Ramasya putraha gramam gacchanti. Rama is the name. You know, the Visarga drops are putraha, a plus Visarga plus off consonant of vowel Visarga drops. So Rama is the name, Rama. Putra means a son.
S-O-N.
Yeah, S-O-N. Grama means village or town. Gach comes from gum gach, to go. So Ramasya putraha. What would that say? Putraha. Yeah, the sons of Rama is plural. Gramam gacchanti. Village,
yeah.
Or town.
Okay,
let's look at this sentence for a minute. When you read the sentence, immediately you should spot the verb at the end as gacchanti, right? Now you see, when you see the verb gacchanti, you see it's third person plural, right? So you know they go. Now you go through the sentence and see what is the subject of the sentence. Because you know the verb is plural, so you need a nominative plural in the sentence. Okay? You see putraha, like ramaha. Everybody see that? So now you know the putraha gacchanti. That's the basic sentence. Putraha gacchanti, the sons go. Then where do they go? Where, for a verb of motion, the object of the verb of motion will go into the accusative. Gramam, like ramam, gramam. Putraha gramam gacchanti. The sons go to the village. Now the sons of who? There's another word there. Ramasya putraha gramam gacchanti. The sons of Rama go to the village. Everybody see that?
Yeah. I'm going to show you some other things about this sentence. There's a lot of nice things in it. See if we have like this. This is the sentence. Ramasya putraha, I'll put in the like the sentence. Raman. Okay, so this is Ramasya putraha gramam gacchanti. Right? So now I could say if I were to just say this part of the sentence, this doesn't exist. Only this gramam gacchanti. What does that mean? Yeah, but now there's no verb. If there's no, I mean, there's no subject in this sentence. Gramam gacchanti. There's no subject, right? That means the subject is in the verb. So it just means they. They go to the village, right? If you see the subject, now here, putraha gacchanti. Now you have a subject. So now it's the sons go to the village. Okay. Now you have a genitive that is going to relate to the word that comes after it. Right? So the sons of Rama, they go. The sons of Rama go to the village. Right? Now I can also say like this. Putraha Ramasya Gramam gacchanti. What would that say?
Same
thing. The children go to Rama's village. The sons go to the village of Rama.
Oh.
This is what I'm talking about with the genitive. That's why it makes a difference. With the other words, it doesn't matter. With the other, whether it be nominative or accusative or instrumental, the placement doesn't matter. Because the placement is contained in the word. The part of speech is contained in the word. But when you have a genitive, it's of something. So it could be here, the sons go to Rama's village. Or Rama's sons go to the village, some undescript village, right? So that's the point I wanted to make there, the use of the sphere. The other point I wanted to make is that...
You mean that it's the word before...
The Sio will get the word that follows for this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the word that follows. See here? Mm-hmm. Ramasya Putraha, the sons of Rama. Ramasya Graman, the village of Rama. Mm-hmm. Now, the only time they won't follow this is if there's no possibility of confusion. Like, say there was only... say that this wasn't there. You could have Putraha Ramasya Kachanti, the sons of Rama go. Because there's nothing else for this to hook onto, then it doesn't matter. But if there's two nouns that it could hook onto, two or more nouns that it could hook onto, then it really, unless it's completely obvious that it could not hook up to the other noun, they always will have it come before the noun that it's related to. You see how that would be? Yeah. Let's look at the next one. Vaneshu Shwapadaha Santi.
Vaneshu Shwapadaha Santi.
Vana is forest. Shwapada are beasts of prey, animals, wild animals. Shwapadaha. And santi, like the verse asti, asti staha santi, is the third person plural of the verb to be. Right? So vana means forest. Vaneshu would be what? In the forests. Well, in the forests, plural, not one forest, because vaneshu. In forests, shwapadaha, the wild animal, beasts of prey, shwapadaha, nominative plural like ramaha, ramau, ramaha, the shwapadaha, santi. We would say, in English probably, there are beasts of prey, there are shwapadas, there are beasts of prey in forests. Or you could say, in forests, there are beasts of prey. In Sanskrit, this word, there is, or there are, or we will start it, you know, there are many wild animals in the forest. That there are, like that, we don't have that in Sanskrit. You have to add that. This there are as an introductory kind of phrase, we don't have it. But we'll use it in translation. So in English, we might not want to say, in the forest there are beasts of prey. But that makes sense, though, in English, right? In the forests there are beasts of prey. We could say, there are beasts of prey in the forest. But we have to say that in Sanskrit, they don't say it. Because they don't have that there is or there are construction. See what I mean? So everybody see this sentence?
Vaneshu? Word order wouldn't matter.
Right? No, because there's no genitive there. It could go in any order at all. It makes no difference. So you would put it in the order that, say if you were writing poetry, trying to feel the meter, uh-huh, or whatever seems rhythmic, but otherwise it doesn't matter. Acharyaha shishanam dharmam katiyanti. Go ahead. Dharmam katiyanti. Acharya is a teacher. Shishya is a student. Dharma is dharma. Okay? Katyanti from kat
Tenth gana, katyanti, anti, plural, katyanti, teach or tell. Okay. So here's an important use of the genitive that I want to point out. So acharyaha, what does that mean? Teachers. Acharyaha, acharya, acharyaha. So acharyaha, katyanti, the teachers tell, or the teachers tell or teach, you know. Kat usually means to tell. So acharyaha, katyanti, the teachers tell. What do they tell? They talk about, in English, we say the teachers talk about or the teachers teach. In English, you wouldn't really say the teachers tell dharma. But in Sanskrit, you can say that. So the teachers, we would probably say the teachers are talk about or teach dharmam. Accusative singular. Dharmam. Shishanam. Now, of means of the students. But the genitive can be used in a dative sense. So in English, we would say, it's not the dharma of the students here. They're teaching, the acharyas, acharyaha, katyanti, they are teaching dharma. That part's clear, right? Dharmam's accusative singular. They are teaching dharma to the students, for the students. So the genitive case can be used in the sense of the dative, and it is frequently. So, right, the teachers, katyanti, teach dharma, shishanam, genitive plural, to the students. Either to the students or for the students. It can be for the sake of the students. Or it depends on the context. You can either say that the teachers are teaching dharma to the students, or the teachers are teaching dharma for the sake of the students, for the students. That's a dative context. Okay, indirect object. So the genitive is often used instead of the dative for the indirect object. You need to know these little things when you're reading, or you'll get you get confused because you're very tight in your understanding of what the different cases are, but there are certain constructions where the cases will be used a little differently. So he's pointing these things out here.
Could you use the dative in the sentence?
I think you could, actually, yeah. You could use the dative, yeah. In usage, if I saw it as dative, though, I would, my mind in reading, just from the years of reading and things, if I saw that in dative, I would be thinking more of for the students, for the sake of the students. Whereas when I see it in genitive, my mind automatically goes to, more of a to sense, for whatever reason. Just experience. Okay? Acharyaha shishanam dharmam katyanti. Let's do the next one. Manushanam agadena vyatayo nashyanti. Go ahead.
Manushanam
agadena nashyanti. Let me break this in. Repeat after me again. Manushanam agadena.
Manushanam agadena.
Vyadhyaha nashyanti. See the Visarga there? Vyadhyo is vyadhyaha. Vyadhi is actually disease, illness. So, manusha is a human being, person. Agada is medicine. Vyadhi, illness, disease. Nesh means to be destroyed or to perish. So what's the basic, from vyadi, vyadihi, vyadi, vyadayaha. Like harihi, hari, hariyaha, vyadayaha. Vyadayaha, neshyanti. Vyadayaha is nominative plural. So illnesses, diseases, neshyanti, perish. Diseases are destroyed. Okay. Vyadayaha, neshyanti. How? by medicine, manushanam, of men. Now, this is interesting in terms of the sentence meaning. Manushanam, of human beings. Manusha means a human being. Manushanam, genitive plural. So we could say, among the humans, you know, use the genitive in that sense. Among humans, through medicine, by medicine, agadena, diseases are destroyed by medicine. Among the human species, among men, diseases are destroyed, vyadayaha, nashyanti, destroyed, agadena, by medicine. Or it could say, now this is going to be context, by the medicine of humans, that doesn't make work very well for me, but by the medicine of humans, diseases are destroyed. Or, because manushanam, of humans, agadena, by medicine. Agadena is instrumental singular, so it be by or through. By the medicine of humans, diseases, vyadiyaha, nashyanti. Diseases are destroyed. To me, it makes more sense to use the genitive in this case, among, you know, of the humans, among the humans, diseases are destroyed by medicine. Right?
And why wouldn't you use the implied data?
That would be for the sake of humans.
Yeah.
That's different. You wouldn't use in data for among. For the sense of among a group, you're going to use genitive or locative. Dative would be to humans as an indirect object or for the sake of.
Not just for humans, like the sentence before, to the students, you wouldn't say that same use of genitive.
Well, then what would it relate to? Like if you say, by medicine, diseases are destroyed. Yeah, but it can have that sense, but when it's using genitive, it's more among the humans or of the humans. Yeah. Among humans, among human beings, diseases are destroyed by medicine. In English, in the context, if you want to say that, and it fits in the context, you can say that. But the sense has to be there in the context. Mm-hmm. So of humans, you could say among the humans, through medicine, diseases are destroyed. Among the animals, you know, diseases are destroyed by herbs, by plants, or by something else. Mm-hmm. Or you could say by the medicine of humans. By the medicine of humans, diseases are destroyed. Context. Mm-hmm. Context is really powerful. It is. The context within a sentence is powerful, and the context within a paragraph is powerful. We don't even realize that, but if you think about it just in English, you know, even the use of pronouns and all of that is all obvious because of context.
Boy, there must be some really ratty translations.
There are.
I mean, if Westerners trying to translate this. And
well, what Swamiji's often said is that for, even in Advaita Vedanta, even a pundit, a Sanskrit pundit, cannot necessarily read the Shastra because they don't know the context and they don't know the meaning, the technical meaning of the words. Just like if we were to read in English, we know English so well, but if you were to read something in science, for instance, where there's technical meanings of all of the words, there's a context. You have no idea of the context, what they're even talking about. So you can read the words. Let's say you were to try to translate what you're reading into another language. You couldn't probably do it. Because you can read the words, but you don't know what they're talking about. Okay? So we're going to do one more. Okay. Ramasya Saritihi. Okay.
Ramasya Saritihi.
Sumantro Vanam. Ratam nayati. Okay. What's the verb?
Nayati.
Singular, dual, plural?
Plural.
singular. Nayati means to lead. So he, she, or it leads. Is there a subject? There's actually two. Sadatihi, like Harihi, and Sumantraha. Okay, so those two words are going to be in opposition to each other. Sadatihi and Sumantraha. What about an object? No, that's genitive.
Oh, all
right. Genitive. What about an object, an accusative? There's two, vanam and ratam. So let's look at the meaning of the words and see if you can put it together. Rama is the name. So ramasya, that would be genitive singular. So ramasya. Sadati is a charioteer. A sadati, charioteer. Sumantra is the name of a person. Sumantra is the name of a person, Sumantra. Vanam means forest. Ratam means chariot. So do you see that sadati, that rati, the one who drives the chariot, the one who has the chariot? So the sadati is the sadati, he is the charioteer. Ratam is the chariot. So ramasya sadatihi, Sumantra, Sumantraha. Vanam ratam nayati. What would ramasya sadatihi mean?
Rama's charioteer.
And who is Rama's charioteer? So Rama's charioteer, Sumantra, by name, is understood. So Ramasya Saratihi, Sumantraha, Vanam, forest, Ratam, chariot, Nayati, leads. What would it say?
Rama's charioteer, Sumantra.
It's a double accusative. The reason is that verbs of motion, the place that you're going is put in the accusative. But also the object of the verb is in the accusative. So the charioteer of Rama, Sumantra, Nayati leads. What does he lead? The chariot. Where? Into the forest. Double accusative. One is the object of the object of the verb. The we would say takes. The charioteer, Rama's charioteer, Sumantra, Nayati takes the chariot, right? Drives the chariot. We would provide the proper word, takes or drives, leads the chariot to the forest. So the destination of a verb of motion is put in the accusative, and also the object of the verb. So the charioteer takes, what does he take? He takes the chariot. That's in the accusative. Where does he take the chariot to? To the forest. So both get the accusative. So, and now, Ramasya Saratihi, the charioteer of Rama, Sumantraha, proper name. Sumantra, the who is the charioteer of Rama, right? So Sumantraha and Saratihi are going to be in the same case. So Ramasya Saratihi, the charioteer of Rama, who is Sumantraha. Sumantraha, who is the charioteer of Rama. Nayati leads the ratam, the chariot, vanam, to the forest. Everyone see that? Good. I did good. That's enough. I'm going, going to go all of these sentences because every time we do a sentence, you start to understand the construction more. That's why we're painstakingly doing this. Is that all right with everybody?
This is very good.
Yeah. And that's the reason we're doing Bhandarkar is because he painstakingly gives hundreds of sentences, and each sentence has a little grammatical lesson in it. For, you know, you have to know, the teacher has to know Sanskrit to teach Bhandarkar. It's not a book to learn from on your own. But if the teacher knows Sanskrit, then there are so many kernels of wisdom to learn, understand reading in this. And all done through short sentences initially. Yeah. Okay. Let's do our Purnamada. idam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shanti.